You're listening to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing. Today is Tuesday morning, February 24th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. MindBio appoints national drug policy and mining industry expert to lead South American mining industry commercialization. MindBio Therapeutics Corp. appoints Felipe Leighton, a renowned drug policy expert, to lead commercialization in the South American mining industry. Leighton, known for his work on Chile's zero-tolerance alcohol law, will spearhead the deployment of MindBio's AI drug and alcohol screening platform in the high-risk mining sector. This move marks a significant step as MindBio transitions to commercial field deployment, targeting safety improvement in the mining industry.
A BVC Biopharma provides corporate and structural update. A BVC Biopharma announced updates on its subsidiary structure, regulatory progress, and commercialization planning. The company is advancing its commercialization strategy through licensing and operating platforms within its subsidiary ecosystem. One of its platforms, BioKey Cayman, aims to support global manufacturing alignment and market entry for its functional ingredient and nutraceutable portfolio. A BVC continues to focus on enhancing transparency and coordination across its licensing, manufacturing, and co-development activities. Update from Iron Man Leadership. Iron Man International Limited provides updates on its operations and business activities, focusing on three pillars: business fundamentals, growth, and strategic alignment. The directional drilling segment is gearing up for the upcoming season, while the telecom segment, Light Access, remains busy in the Greater Vancouver area. With over 220 bids submitted, Ironman anticipates a strong workflow for fiscal year 2026, expanding into new regions and launching a new division, Ironman Pipe Inspection, to support utility projects. Nutritional Products International. Proposed 15% global tariff framework may ease uncertainty for international health and nutrition brands evaluating U.S. expansion. Founder and CEO Mitch Gold notes that the shift toward a defined tariff structure is already influencing sentiment among global brands, providing more clarity amidst previous unpredictability. The U.S. market remains lucrative but requires careful navigation of regulatory compliance and distribution strategies.
Black Box Stocks announces that NASDAQ approves listing of eRealloys, merger expected to close today after close of the market. Black Box Stocks Inc. announces that the NASDAQ has approved the listing of eRealloys, with the merger expected to close today after the market closes. The combined company will trade on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the ticker symbol ALY starting February 25th, 2026.
Cooper Design Build announces Greta Andrieska-Vicius as new production manager. Cooper Design Build has named Greta Andrieska-Vicius as their new production manager. Starting with the company as a project manager in 2023, Greta's promotion recognizes her contributions to operations and client satisfaction. In her new role, she will lead the production team to maintain high-quality standards from start to finish. Greta expressed gratitude for the opportunity, emphasizing her commitment to excellence. President Josh Glover praised her leadership and dedication, highlighting her ability to manage complex projects effectively.
ERP Software Blog releases 2026 Verified Best Microsoft Dynamics Partners for Manufacturing Companies list, featuring top partners recognized for their expertise in serving manufacturing organizations. The list includes a diverse range of partners specializing in various aspects of manufacturing, from legacy upgrades to engineer-to-order services. For more details and the full list of honorees, visit erpsoftwareblog.com.
Black woman-owned WH Farms Co. transforms into science-focused hemp biotech company. WH Farms Co., a Black woman-owned company, has transformed into a science-focused hemp biotech firm. Led by Q. Nicole Vanderhorst, the company's evolution marks a significant milestone in agriculture and biotechnology representation. With a $2.90 million investment in a new facility, WH Farms Co. aims to create 41 new jobs with above-average wages. This move signifies a shift towards advanced botanical extraction and research-driven product development in the hemp sector.
Avantapure Trem launches sustainable teabing product, EcoFlex TB. Avantapure has unveiled EcoFlex, a sustainable TPE tubing for biopharmaceutical and pharmaceutical applications. The new product reduces the carbon footprint by approximately 25% compared to traditional TPE. EcoFlex is sealable, weldable, and available in various configurations, including single-use systems. Avantapure will introduce EcoFlex at the ISPE CASA event in Raleigh, NC, in collaboration with Carolina Components Group, emphasizing their commitment to sustainability. Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.